USA Radio News.
Lawmakers in more than a dozen states have pledged to push for legislative protection and refuge bills for transgender youth and their families. The multi-state effort comes after recent actions announced in states like Texas. In February, Governor Greg Abbott issued a directive for state agencies to launch child abuse investigations of youth who undergo hormone replacement therapy or surgery. A judge has temporarily blocked this directive. A federal judge has denied the Biden administration's request to dismiss Florida's lawsuit seeking to halt its catch-and-release immigration policy. In his 37-page ruling, U.S. District Judge T. Kent Wetherill wrote that the Biden administration's arguments weren't persuasive and its policies are not immune from judicial review. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Interest rates are on the rise.
The Fed Reserve is moving more aggressively against rising inflation.
We have both the tools we need and the resolve that it will take to restore price stability on behalf of American families and businesses.
The Fed boosting interest rates by a half a percentage point, the biggest hike in 22 years. Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying inflation is much too high and must come down. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Nantucket is one step closer to allowing anyone to go topless on the Massachusetts Resort Islands beaches. The Gender Equality on Beaches bylaw amendment passed at Tuesday night's annual town meeting, according to published reports. The measure is not a done deal. It still requires approval from the state attorney general's office. Rideshare company Uber doubled revenue last quarter while stocks fell at rival Lyft, which has warned of high driver costs. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Moderna's first quarter vaccine sales more than tripled over the same period last year when it reported $1.7 billion in sales. The biotech company reported $3.66 billion in net income for the quarter, a threefold increase over the $1.2 billion it reported a year earlier. Moderna maintained its full-year guidance of $21 billion in COVID vaccine sales. A representative with comedian Dave Chappelle said the actor is fully cooperating with an active police investigation after an audience member attacked him Tuesday night.
An audience member who had a knife is in custody after he tackled comedian Dave Chappelle Tuesday night at the Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles, California. Dave was thankful Jamie Foxx was backstage.
Whenever you're in trouble, Jamie Foxx would show up in a sheriff's hat.
Dave's act had just finished and he was exiting the stage when a male member jumped up and came at him. Dave seems to be fine and the unidentified 23-year-old was taken away in an ambulance. It's not clear at this time if Chappelle will file a police complaint against the suspect. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita said he and his counterparts from other states are exploring possible legal avenues for challenging the newly formed Disinformation Governance Board. Rokita called the board, quote, un-American. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.